So I'm a historian by background, a historian and a community engaged practitioner. And so this book began with questions that I had about the settler Australian historical imagination when I was studying history at university. I grew up in a really small regional town on Jajawurrung country in Victoria. And when I was studying history at university as an undergraduate, I was really troubled by a lot of the silences and white noise that I was encountering in a lot of the history writing throughout the 20th century, and was quite challenged by a lot of stuff that I was encountering that I hadn't learnt when I was growing up as a kid in that small town. And so I began to wonder what it was about the discipline of history itself that might have created that in Australian history writing. Historians really rely on the documentary archive and a linear sense of time. And so I wondered, you know, what it was about that that perhaps created that silence and white noise in Australian history writing.
Well, that's interesting. And what do you call the silence and white noise? What is that specifically?
Well, I think that... that white noise,
yeah.
You said, and I'm just finding it a little hard to hear. The dominance of white voices in Australian history writing sort of overlaying everything and really sort of not much in terms of First Nations voices and perspectives in a lot of that history writing. And white noise about, sort of strong narratives of discovery and progress and pioneering. Those narratives sort of seeking to narrate possession and colonisation.
Yes, they talk about it like it's some glorified process of conquering the untamed or something like that.
Oh, absolutely, especially with pastoralism.
Yes.
And so I became interested in what it would mean to explore history when we look at and turn to the landscape and country as an archive and look at different forms of memory, so embodied memory and story and different centres of time as well. And
yeah.
So I moved to Central Australia.
Okay.
I came across a book written by an anthropologist in the 1960s, and he had lived on Angus Downs cattle station in the 1960s for 4 months. That cattle station was called Angus Downs, which is the subject of the book. And there were lots of photographs in that book. It's a really rare book. It was published in Germany. And he took lots of photographs on the station. So there were hundreds of Anangu living on the station in 1962 when he was there. But Anangu hadn't seen that book. It's really rare. So that book became the catalyst for my encounter with Anangu. So Pitjantjatjara, Yankunpitjantjatjara speaking people in Central Australia who had lived on or had connections to Angus Downs.
Right. Okay. So the process of researching and writing this book that you've written came from a lot of the stuff that you found in that other book that other historian had written?
Yeah, I mean, the photographs sort of became the catalyst. When Anangu saw that book, they were really interested in the photographs. I became the kunkka with the book. So kunkka is the Pitjantjatjara word for young, unmarried woman.
Okay.
I became the kunkka with the book, and so every time they'd see my green Land Cruiser roll in, they would be like, hey, kunkka, we want to see that book. And they would want to see the photographs, and so they would sit down and start going through that book and looking at the photographs and would tell stories about the station. And the more I heard stories about the station, I began to realise that it was a really significant place, and it was significant for many reasons that didn't have anything to do with pastoralism.
Okay. Well, the book has come out today, they tell me. I'm not sure if that's absolutely correct. Is that right?
What was that, sorry?
Does the book actually come out today, or has it been out for a while?
No, it comes out today.
Oh, it does. Okay, which is why I haven't read it yet. So I'll have to read the book. But apparently the book talks about disruption and dislocation of people, but also of a rich social and cultural life. How do these two themes come together in the book?
So when I first started talking with Anangu about Angus Downs, I worked with two people in particular, Chuki Chukankul Pumptrack and Sandra Armstrong, when I first started asking questions about the station, everyone directed me to those two people because they had the authority to speak for that place. And when I started talking to them about the station, they talked about that place as Moora, which is the Pitjantjatjara word for country.
Yeah.
And they talked about it in the deepest sense of that word. But they had both come from the Western Desert. They weren't from Angus Downs. They had walked out of the Western Desert with their families in the 30s and 40s to Angus Downs Station. So as well as tracing a history of colonisation, the book also looks at how that cattle station became country over half a century. And it's very much rooted in that, you know, that there were many families that then came out to, once some people came out and started living on the station, more people, you know, sort of travelled out from the Western Desert and came to be on Angus Downs or some of the missions or other stations in that sort of region and made that place their home. And so it sort of traces how the different social and cultural practices that that sort of came to life on that place and sort of set about making it into something that was more than a cattle station. It was home, and there was, all kinds of things happening there.
Right. Okay. So, I need to let you go. I just wanted you to know, I wanted to ask you one more thing before I let you go. What do you hope readers will take away from reading your book?
What do I think? I mean, I think that I would like, you know, hopefully readers, you know, begin to sort of think critically, I think, about some of the dominant narratives that have shaped our understanding of history here in Australia, and to, you know, to sort of question those narratives of pioneers and pastoralists and see a little bit deeper in terms of the different people, processes that have shaped our history here. And perhaps unlearn something of our sort of settler colonial mindset as well. I mean, that's something that I found in the process of researching the book, as well as learning something of local knowledge and language. You know, that close work with Chuki and Sandra and other animal as well. You know, it was a process of kind of unlearning, I think, some of that mindset that I've inherited as a settler Australian.
Right. Okay. Well, that's good. I was thinking that I'd like people to read books like yours and then remember that there are always two sides to history, and most people don't seem to pay attention to that enough.
That is true.
You have a great day, Sharon. Thanks for being on Noongar Radio this morning.
Thank you so much for making the time. I really appreciate it.